Welcome to Keeping Up with the Kick-Ass Canadians. My guest today is Blaine Penny, an ultra-runner and philanthropist who recently helped set 7 Guinness World Records and raised tens of thousands of dollars for Mito Canada, the nonprofit organization he co-founded to help support Canadians living with mitochondrial disease. Blaine, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Great to be here.
So last weekend at the Calgary Marathon, you and Team Mito Canada did some pretty extraordinary things. 7 world records on treadmills, raising more than $75,000 for Mito Canada. First of all, huge congratulations.
Thank you very much. It was, definitely quite the epic weekend.
Can you talk a bit about just some background on what Team Mito Canada is, how it came together, and what you all do together?
So Team Mito Canada is just a part of the Mito Canada Foundation, where a group of people who were really just active out in the community with sport, be it running, triathlon, cycling, in the early days of Mito Canada. And we saw it as a great opportunity, actually, as a platform for raising awareness and fundraising. And really, it was just sort of more of a grassroots approach of getting people wearing Team Mito gear. And when they're out, running or cycling, and somebody said, "Hey, what's Mito?" they would tell them. And that's just kind of grown like wildfire across the country, with literally thousands of people, wearing the gear. And we also take the approach around, big events to try and do something unique and different. And really, that's how these 7 Guinness World Records came about, where people wanted to do something above and beyond their individual efforts for the cause.
So what were those 7 records?
It was quite the mix of records we went for. So it all started with Dave Proctor, who is an elite ultra runner and currently holds the greatest distance run in 24 hours by a Canadian, which at the time was 257 kilometers. So Dave wanted to do something unique and different to raise some awareness and funds for Mito Canada, and approached me probably close to a year ago and said, "Hey, Blaine, I got this idea. I was thinking about running on a treadmill for 24 hours and attempting Guinness World Record treadmill record." And I thought, "Man, you're nuts, Dave. Like, seriously." He said, "What if I were to do it at the Calgary Marathon?" And I was like, "Oh, that's a neat idea." Because then you have 20,000 plus people who are filtering through the race expo, picking up the package. They see they see what we're doing here. And I was like, that's great. So we approached the Calgary Marathon, and they were all over it. And from there, it just snowballed. They said, "Well, Dave, if you're going to be doing this as a solo effort, you're going to need a lot of support. So why don't we see if we can come up with some other records so we can have other people running next to you to help, kind of help you get you through this and support you." So in the end, you have 7 records. So Dave decided to take on 2. So he attempted and was successful in the furthest distance run in 12 hours and 24 hours. So he ran 139 kilometers in 12 hours and 260 kilometers in 24 hours. I'm going to say that again, 260 kilometers in 24 hours. That's, that's a 5-something minute per kilometer pace, which is crazy.
Wow.
So this, yeah. And then from there, we thought, if we could get a solo female runner, it would be fantastic. So Ariel Fitzgerald, she's a young 22-year-old runner who just moved to Calgary from Ontario. And she stepped up and said, "I'm going to attempt the fastest 50K and the fastest 100K on a treadmill." And she pulled it off, which I think is absolutely amazing for such a young runner who doesn't have that many years of running under her belt, to be able to push yourself to that limit. And that level of greatness was just truly spectacular to watch. And then we thought, having the team aspects. So Ariel broke 2 records there, the 50K and the 100K. And then we had a team of 12 men who went for the furthest distance run by a team of 12 in 24 hours. And we ran 394 kilometers. And we had a team of 12 women who did the same thing. And then I think they ran 346 kilometers, I believe it was. So, I mean, like a fairy tale in the end, when you look back on it and how it all unfolded. So through all of this, Bernadette Benson, who's originally from Calgary and good friends of a bunch of the folks on the teams here that were running, I forget how it came up, but we thought, wouldn't it be great to collaborate with the Australian Mitochondrial Disease Foundation and have Bernadette run in Australia, because she's a phenomenal ultra runner. I think she set several Canadian records as well. Her and Dave are good friends. And so they teed it up where she would run at the same time and challenge the women's distance record in 12 hours, and she blew it out of the water and ran 128 kilometers in 12 hours. Like, unreal. So this was a truly global event, and the reach we got with awareness for mitochondrial disease around the world was massive this past weekend.
That's incredible. Well, I read that you...
It's still sinking in.
I'm sure, yeah. Well, Dave Proctor, so I read that you gave him a bit of a pep talk. In the last 10K, he was really struggling. His body was, he was in a lot of pain. What did you tell him and what got him through?
Yeah, that was the most stressful moment in this entire endeavor, but also the most moving moment for me, and I think for Dave as well. There comes that point when you're pushing yourself beyond what you think is possible, where, you know, it is truly mind over matter at that point. And Dave had been running for probably about 23 hours at that point. I think he had maybe 8 kilometers left to go, and his stomach, he's having some GI issues with his stomach, and he was back and forth to the bathroom a couple of times, but you know, he couldn't take care of it. So I think it was his wife or the physio said, "Hey, Blaine, you know, Dave wants to speak with you." And I'd seen Dave come and go from the washroom, and I was like, "Oh, I kind of had that feeling in my stomach." It's like, "Oh, I hope something hasn't come up that's going to derail this." So I went over and I spoke to Dave and said, "Hey, Dave, you know, what's going on?" And he's like, "Blaine, man, my stomach is killing me. It's like daggers. You know, I'm struggling here." And he's staring at me, kind of had this blank stare where you could tell he's already given 100%. And he was just kind of looking for that last piece of, I guess, motivation and will to keep going. I mean, at that point, you can justify stepping off a treadmill. Just think how easy it would be for him to say, "You know what? I've got one record. I gave it my all, but my body is shutting down and I'm happy with what I've achieved." But he looked at me and he said, you know, "Tell me a story and give me a reason to keep going." So I panicked for a second internally and I thought, "Oh my goodness, like Dave is at that point where he's teetering between doing this and not." So I just told him the story about, you know, how much I appreciated everything that he had done to come up with this idea and to pull this group together, and the challenges that we had gone through as a family and with Evan in particular these past 6 months. Evan has gone through 4 surgeries. He was in the ICU with a major infection that could have killed him, and we didn't know what life was going to hold for Evan at that point in time. And there was a few moments through that week when Evan was in the ICU where the boys had created a promotional video for this event, and it was just so funny. And it was just kind of, it lifted us through that day and got us through one more day. And I was just telling Dave the story of how, you know, how special this has been for us in terms of helping us through a difficult time. And he also had a couple of pictures of his boy who has ataxia and special needs. And so Dave, you know as well as I do that we're doing this for others, and you're going to inspire a whole world out there. I said, "You are so close. Let's just finish off what we started here." And as I was telling him this, the expression on his face changed, the color in his face changed, and Dave just sort of got his mojo back. And as I was speaking, he started smiling, and then he started pressing the button on the treadmill to increase the speed. Yeah. So, and he started cranking up the speed, and that was it. He was good to go, and he ran through it and got the record and then just cranked it up again and finished it off at some ridiculous pace. I think he was running like 17 kilometers an hour at the end, which is unreal. It's the most impressive endurance athletic feat I've ever witnessed in my life. It was incredible.
I mean, you have that power to inspire people. I just want to call out some of what you did. You were part of the men's team running for 24 hours, Friday to Saturday. Then you ran the family 5K. Were you pushing Evan?
I was,
Yeah. So
yeah.
Evan, and for anyone who doesn't know, Evan has mitochondrial disease. So
Yes.
you and your wife and your daughter all ran together pushing Evan. You also did the 50K on Saturday, and then for your victory lap on Sunday, you ran a 3:23 marathon. I mean, that's extraordinary.
It was actually a 323 50K. It was a
Yeah.
250 marathon. Yeah, but
Are you
yeah, no,
serious?
No, you know, it's we're running such a high after we, you know, after Saturday when we finished these events, and and the next day there was going to be, you know, a couple hundred people probably, I knew out running with green shirts from Mito Canada, plus a lot of people on course cheering for Team Mito, and I really appreciated running that 50K to, first of all, to let everything sink in, and secondly, you know, there was a part of me, again, that I really wanted to do that for the people who are suffering with this disease, the people who support this organization. And when I started running on Sunday morning in the 50K, like, it was, my legs were cooked from the day before because we had worked so hard on that treadmill to get those records. And there's something in particular that really stood out for me at the start. There was a lady from Saskatchewan that came over and joined us, and her name is Marcia Crossman. And she's got McCurdle's disease and mitochondrial disease as a secondary component of that. So she is suffering from mitochondrial dysfunction. And when she exercises, it's like, you know, when she starts, it's like when somebody is at the end of a marathon, is the way she describes it. So when I started running, I thought of, man, this is what she feels like every time she runs. It's like it hurts right from the start. So, you know, I just felt like it was important for me to try and relate and experience as much as I could in relation to others that are affected by this disease, and to thank everyone. You know, I really enjoyed running out there to high five everyone and encourage others, and it really did feel like that victory lap for what we had accomplished on the weekend, and to top it off, you know, running with Sarah and Evan in that 5K was truly special.
I couldn't be more amazed. It's so humbling and inspiring, and I think you're just a credit to all of us. For anyone who wants to learn more and to support Mito Canada, they can visit mitocanada.org. Blaine, thank you so much.
Thank you, Amanda. We really appreciate it.